This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 350 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are about, this is our halfway point of Mel Gibson month. We've done two, and we got two after this. We're right in the middle. A little movie from 1990 called Bird on a Wire. Now, Alex, I mentioned at the end of the last podcast, but this was a first-time watch for both of us. Had you ever heard of this movie before watching it for this podcast?
You know, it's funny. I know they work together, Goldie Hawn and Mel Gibson, but I didn't know the movie. I never heard of this film, but I knew they did some type of collaboration with each other, but I didn't see the movie.
I never heard of it. I had never heard of it, and the only reason I did hear of it is because when I went to, when I made the schedule, which, by the way, for the listeners, I make the schedules way in advance. I made this, I wrote this thing down, like, who knows, could have been a year and a half ago, and I was going through his filmography, and I was like, what the heck is this? Bird on a Wire? What a weird name. And then I clicked it, and the poster, he had a gun. I said, oh, this must be action, so I wrote it down. And then Kino Lorber put out a Blu-ray for it, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to grab this and watch it in a year. And here we are, first time, never heard of it, first time watching. And you know me, I love 90s movies. I love Mel Gibson. And I like Goldie Hawn, actually. So I was like looking forward to watching this movie. Me and you watched it. We're going to get into it. Let's just go ahead. I think we talked about this a little bit on another one. This movie was like a surprise box office hit. We don't really do the box office numbers for these movies, but it made like over $120 million or something like that on like a $20 million budget. So this was a commercial success financially, but how to do with the critics? Well, not good. This has a 25% critic score. Critics were like, we don't like this movie, stupid. Audiences, 41%. So regular people didn't, I made money, but you know what? This is my thing, Alex. The 41% of audiences, Rotten Tomatoes didn't even exist in 1990.
Yeah.
And I bet you the people that went and watched it did not review it. So this is like more modern people who are watching it and not liking it. That's my guess. But those numbers, what do you think?
I agree with you. I think that's exactly what's happening. A lot of movies, if it's from 2000, whenever Rotten Tomatoes starts, from 2000 and let's say 5-ish down, it's pretty much newer reviewers.
Yeah, I bet my mom would like this movie. She was around in 1990 and like would have watched it. So, you know, different audience, but that's why we're here, because we don't have biases. We like old movies. We like new movies. We like them all. So we're going to give you our two cents. I'm very interested to see what you think of this movie. Let's just jump right in. Lead character. Now, it's Mel Gibson. He has many names. Was it Rick? I think is like his real name.
Yeah, Rick Jarman.
Rick Jarman. And we'll add in Goldie Hawn. They're kind of, it's kind of like a co-lead thing, but he's our main guy why we're here. Go ahead.
Okay, so Mel, I liked him in this film. Another like romantic comedy / action.
Yeah.
I think he did very well. The character himself, it's weird. He's like a drug. He knows someone in the drug business or something, and he's like a witness to it. David Cassidy's character, so like he's like a witness to put him in prison, and then he gets released from prison, and they're trying to kill him. Right? I think right somewhere around there.
So David Carradine's character was he was like a crooked DEA guy.
Yeah.
He killed his friend. Mel Gibson saw it when they were doing a job in like Colombia or wherever they went. And that's kind of the tie. And he gets out of jail.
Yeah. So,
he's in witness protection, Mel Gibson.
Yeah. He's in witness protection. Yeah. So honestly, I thought the character was cool. He was funny, but I don't think he was perfect. So I give him a 4. I thought it was a great character. I had fun with him. And he reminds me of like Riggs and What a Woman Want type character that he did with Helen Hunt. So like, I don't know. Like, I liked him in the action sequences. I thought he was funny. I like when he switched his voice up to play different characters. I thought that was really fun. Him and Goldie Hawn did have chemistry. And you want to hear a certain fun fact?
Yeah.
This is my second Goldie Hawn movie I've ever seen.
Ever?
Yeah, my first one was Death Becomes Her.
Oh, love that.
And that's Angelina's favorite movie. Great. Ever. I could see the appeal, the sex appeal on her.
Yeah.
She's very gorgeous. And now I can see why Kurt Russell never let her go.
Yeah, and you know what else you could see? If you like Kate Hudson, she has kind of the same vibe. You know, that's her mom. And you could tell.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, she was the original Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson's just the new version.
of her, like mom. Yeah. I can see this. I can see now why Kurt Russell, like, they just got married. Yeah. I was like, wow, you could really see. She was very gorgeous.
Yeah.
And what I liked about the 90s movie about her, they didn't use much of her sex appeal. Yes, she did have her lingerie or whatever because of the movie, but they didn't like over showed her or nudity or whatever. Right. They just showed her ass and then it fades out.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. So I liked it. I thought it was pretty cool. I gave him a 4. I thought Mel Gibson was great. So I gave it a 4.
All right. I like Goldie Hawn. I've seen a few of her movies. Sugarland Express, which is an old Steven Spielberg movie. Overboard with Kurt Russell. Classic 80s comedy. I like her. I think she's funny. And yeah. I think she's very beautiful. She's funny. She has a nice, like, she's just fun to watch. She's like a fun to watch actress. Is she like the greatest actress? No, but she picked fun movies to do. So I like her. I agree with everything you said. I liked Mel Gibson in this movie. I liked the character. He's like, I wouldn't say he's shady, but when he was younger, he made some bad decisions because he wanted to go and like be like sell drugs and stuff like that to make some money. They have a relationship when they're younger. He goes missing and she thinks he's dead. Because they had a funeral, because he goes into witness protection. And I like that throughout the movie, you find out like some of his alter ego, like when he was the hairdresser.
yeah, that was funny. Yeah.
And they're like, he's like the best hairdresser there ever was. And they think he's gay and all this stuff. And he's like, you know, I thought that was funny. So yeah, I kind of like the little reveals here and there of what he used to do. And I think they have great chemistry. Honestly, I totally see like those characters liking each other when they're younger. I could see how, bro, she was ready to just risk it all. She's like, I got a boyfriend. And then he just says like 2 words and she's like, well, you can go under the covers if you want, whatever. Like, she was just like, forget that boyfriend. So I like their chemistry. I give him a 4 too. I liked it. I was there the whole time with them. He's great in the action scenes. And you know why I like it too? Because he's not a violent person. So like, he's not trying to kill everybody. And she says that in the thing. Remember, because he's like, I took it off in the war or whatever. She's like, that's not Rick. He wouldn't go in. He was like anti-war. He was like a hippie, pretty much.
Yeah.
So pretty much they're just escaping. Most of them was like, let's just get out of here. But he flies a plane. He rides a motorcycle. He could drive a car. He could do all the ways of transportation. So I liked him. I give it a 4. You give it a 4. All right. Let's get to the villains. Now, David Carradine and Bill Duke are both the main villain, technically. Eugene Sorensen, Albert Diggs, that's her name. They were, I think it's DEA or CIA, one of those, drug enforcement. So I think DEA, and they're crooked. And they're trying to get in on this score, and it all goes awry, and here we are. Coming after him. What'd you think?
I thought they were okay. I don't think they were much because, like, I mean, they did do some action scenes here and there, but in a nutshell, like, David Cassidy, you thought he was going to be more fun, but he was more of a goofball. Like, it was weird, like, for that. So, Billy Dukes I like because he plays the same character, like, Commando, Predator. Like, he's all the same dudes with the glasses, nice car, very tough guy, black guy. Yep. So, I was like, okay, that's cool. But other than that, at the end, it was fun. I mean, their death scenes were kind of cool. One got the piranha, the other one got the lion or the cheetah.
By a lion.
Yeah, lying. Yeah. So, like, for me, it was, like I said, they were formidable, not memorable villains. So, with that, I gave them a 3. I thought they were good. For the story, I gave them a 3.
All right, we're going to go opposite than we did on our last, on our Hobbit review, because I gave them a 2.
Oh.
But let me tell you why. I think, I don't disagree with what you said. My problem is they are so underutilized.
Yeah.
You got two, listen, Bill Duke looks cool as hell in this movie with the shades. And like, he looks like he should be an amazing villain. And David Carradine, he's freaking Bill from Kill Bill. Like, he's a great villain. He is made for it. And they barely do anything. He gets out of jail. They go, they're like getting get revenge, right? And then they just randomly pop out like throughout the movie, shoot at him. And you're right. They do the action scenes. Like when they go to the gas station, they kill his boy.
Yeah,
this is stupid. They write his name on the stairs as if the person who killed him would write down his name and be like, I did it. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Also, I don't think they did a good job explaining about the guy that they get. The actor is Stephen Tobolowsky. The other guy, the guy who works in the CIA, who's handling
Joe Wyburn?
Yeah. They don't really explain their whole dynamic. Like, did they just pay this guy? Did they know him when they were in college? Like, why is he helping them, really? Either way, I gave him a 2. I wanted to give him, like, a 4. Because when I saw the names, I was like, oh, Bill Duke, David Carradine, we're in for a treat. Especially in the 90s. Movie, I'm like, oh my gosh, these guys are gonna be great, and they could have been, but they're just not in it enough. They keep going away, and then like you said, their death scenes are incredible. Bill Duke gets eaten by a tiger, and David Carradine gets electrocuted by a fence, an electrical fence in a zoo. So, that was pretty funny. So I gave him a 2, but I wanted to give him a 3 or a 4, but I just couldn't do it. All right, action scenes. What do you got?
90s action scenes.
Very.
4.
Ooh, okay.
I don't think it's a 5. They had some great scenes. I love the gasoline station. I love the driving scene, like a small chase scene. I thought that was pretty cool. The ending scene, I thought was pretty cool too. Them going through the hotel, the roof.
Yeah.
Remember that scene? I thought that was pretty funny. He took 3 sausages and put it in his pocket. I thought that was mad funny. He took the 3 sausages. So, like, they had some cool scenes in the film. I enjoyed them. I thought it was very well done. And I liked it. It's very 90s action. So, yeah, I gave it a 4. I thought it was great.
You know what? I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not here for that. I'm not here to argue with you because I agree. I gave it a 4. And you know me, I love my 90s. And you know why? Because there's no CGI yet. It's just real stuff happening. There's one part that I really like, which is the helicopter and the airplane, the chase scene.
Oh, that was cool. Yeah, that was a good
and
one.
And there's some shots where it's like, it looks like they just put the camera like on the helicopter and was just like, it was like almost like a POV type shot. That was cool. I love that, bro, that girl he goes to visit, that's like the vet or whatever. First of all, gorgeous. Second of all, she was shooting that shotgun like, it was like a sniper shotgun. She was shooting from mad far. She shoots the helicopter. She hits it like 15 times, crashes the helicopter. I loved it. I was like, this is what I'm talking about. This is my joint.
He was
right
a good
here.
Carpenter.
She was sniping the helicopter with a shotgun. That whole farm scene is great. That's a great action scene. The gas station scene, great, because you know why? They blow up a gas station. That's what I miss about 90s movies. They just blew stuff up. Now, it would be CGI. It would be a CGI fireball. It would be, not back then. They said, hey, we got this gas station set. Let's blow it up. Blow it up. I love it. The hotel scene is fun. And they mixed in the comedy. It reminded me of like the action you'd see in like Rush Hour or something like that, which just came before, but they mixed in the comedy, like when they're driving in the car and he's like at the bottom, his legs are sticking up, and then she's driving, he hits the bus with his legs. Just hit the bus. He's like, you're gonna take my legs off, and she's just like, I'm sorry. I gave it a 4. I thought it was, you're right, it's not like 5 for me is, again, for the greatest of the great. This ain't it, but it's very good, practical, and there's a lot of chase sequences. I like the motorcycle scene where they're driving in like the little alley and all that kind of stuff. It's a good time. All right, storyline, what'd you got?
I gave it a 4. Ooh. I think this is a really great storyline. I thought it was fun. I thought it was easy. It's not like one of those that you need to know what. It was actually fun. He was in witness protection and they erased the file and now he's on the run and they're looking for him. That's it. That's pretty much it. And then he got back with the girl that looked, they fall in love. So I thought it was actually pretty cool. And I love the sequence when she sees him. Like, they were like, he went, uh-oh. That shit was bad for
him. He's like, this is like, you want some gas?
Yeah. What's your credit card? Yeah. It's a right check, credit card, cash, anything. I thought that was actually pretty funny. So I thought it was cool. It was clever. I think the storyline was time sexy because you have the 2 biggest stars at the time at the prime. So I thought it had everything in one. So I don't even think it was boring either. I thought it was fun paced and I had a great time. So I gave it a 4 for story.
Yeah. All right. I gave it a 3. I think it's very good. I think it's good. I think it's a good storyline. There's a couple of things, like I said, that bother me about the script. Doesn't quite explain certain stuff, like that whole thing with the other CIA guy who's helping them and just erases this guy's like, I don't like movies that do that. Like, oh, okay, there's all this well, 1990 technology, but like you just push one button and the guy doesn't even exist. Even his real name, like they can't even find his real name. Like, I get it if he erased all the witness protection identities, but he would still have a real like social security number and all that kind of stuff. So little things like that was like, and then the villains, the lack of them being in it more, that hurt it a little bit. But I agree with everything you said. I think I like the dynamic between the two leads. I like the love story mixed with, I wouldn't say it's super funny, but I definitely laughed at a few parts. I definitely laughed. And I laughed a lot during like some of the actions. You know what made me laugh? This part made me laugh the most. I don't know why. I just kept laughing. The part where he gets shot in the butt. and then they go to the hotel and he's taking a shower. He's like, can you look at my butt? She's like, she's saying all this stuff. He's like, come on, I need you to look at my butt. And she's like, then you got shot in the butt. You want me to look at your butt? And then he just goes, so you're not going to look at my butt. Bro, I don't know why. It's so funny to me. Like, they're having an argument. And he just wants her to look at his shot butt. I thought that was funny. I don't know. Whoever wrote that section, good job. It was funny. But yeah, I enjoyed it. A 3. I think this is a nice, good 90s style action comedy rom-com. movie.
Yeah.
And I could see why it was a hit. I think it's weird that critics hated it so much, but I could see why it did well. All right. Overall.
Overall. That's the good question, right? Yeah. What would I give it overall? I give it a 4. Ooh. I think this is a great film. Yeah, I don't think it's perfect. I think it's a great film. It's one of those that you could put in your collection, revisit it every other year, a few years from now, and it's not bad. Does it have replay value? Not as quite as other Mel Gibson films, but I thought it was pretty good. So yeah, I give it a 4.
Hey, we're close, because this was the one where when I was watching it, you know, when we watch these movies and we're doing action movie guys, we got our scoring system and I'm always thinking like 5, 5, 5. This was a classic example where I'm watching this and I'm like, this feels like a 7 out of 10. I went to my normal 10 scoring on this and I was like, this feels like a 7. So I gave it a 3.5. I don't bust out the half scores as much as I used to, but sometimes it just screams for it. To me, it's better than a 3 and not quite a 4, right there in the middle. I gave it a 3.5. I think this movie is fun. I did buy it on Blu-ray and I would definitely watch it again. When? I don't know, because I don't rewatch movies too frequently together, like close together. Yeah. But I could definitely see myself being like, you know what? I'm going to have like a Mel Gibson Monday and just watch like 5 Mel Gibson movies. And this one, it's less than 2 hours. It's got that cool song by Aaron Neville. Like a bird. I don't know why. You play it like 5 times throughout the movie. So I love that's another thing I miss about movies is where they have the song that has like the title of the movie in the lyrics. They got to bring that back. We need some 2020s movies with that. So yeah, I gave it a 3.5. I think this movie was pretty fun, and the key is entertaining. This is an entertaining movie, a fun watch. What's your total points?
My total points, 19 out of a 25.
Better than The Hobbit.
Oh, way better than The Hobbit.
I agree. I watched this before watching The Hobbit, and I was like, dang, I should have watched it the other way around, because then this would have been a better like palate cleanser. I have a 16.5 out of 25. Don't let that fool you. That's just because the villains, I gave the villains a lower score. Yeah. If they were better, I think this movie would have been even better, but fun action, great Mel Gibson, great Goldie Hawn performances. Good time. If you're like us, and you've never even heard of Bird on a Wire, check it out. It's pretty good. You said it was on Netflix?
It's on Netflix until April 30th.
All right, so if you're listening to this, you probably got like a couple of days left to watch it. Kino Lorber did put out a Blu-ray for it, so I don't know if it's on their sale or anything, but that's how I bought it. It was like $15, even like not on sale. So check it out. All right, here's what we got coming up. We got a guest next week. We haven't had a guest the last couple weeks, but our boy, one of our interns, I think this is the episode that turns him into an intern or something like that. Our boy Scotty. Scott is coming back from Joe Joker's movies. He's going to be doing a little The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug with us. Smaug. And then as far as his Mel Gibson movie, we're going to be doing a little Payback. The movie Payback. Now, let's just give you guys a heads up now. The Blu-ray for this movie is like $30 and for the straight up cut or whatever. I am watching the theatrical version. It is available on Amazon Prime. I could just watch it. Alex has access to this one for his Apple TV, whatever it is. So I don't know what, we'll talk with Scott. I think we'll just go theatrical. Also, theatrical is 10 minutes longer, but I've never seen this movie. So I don't know the difference between any of the cuts anyway.
I've never seen it either.
So usually, I feel like if it's a first time watch, we should usually do the regular version.
Yeah, the theatrical. Yeah,
so we're going to be doing the theatrical cut. Don't yell at us. I think the other version has a more of a following, but whatever. So Payback, a Mel Gibson movie that I think everyone thinks of Mel Gibson. He was in that movie Payback, even if they've never seen it. And Ransom. I feel like always people think of Ransom.
We didn't do Ransom yet, right?
Nope. Mm. I feel like it's more of a drama. Like it doesn't have a lot of act. It's a thriller. It's more of a thriller.
No, it's like conspiracy theory.
Yeah, but that was Richard Donner directed it. So I feel like maybe there's more. It said action in the little like IMDb. Mm. It says like, yeah, thriller, action, something. Whereas Ransom, I think it just says thriller. I'll look into it.
Okay, yeah, we'll see. All right, guys, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews, Anything AMG Podcast. Head over to Instagram at Geeks and Flicks. And of course, you can follow Nate every other Monday live at 9 p.m. Eastern. He goes live with his friends on his Instagram page at Netflix Reviews. And of course, you guys can follow our AMG Podcast on YouTube. You guys can subscribe. Listen to your favorite podcast there, or YouTube Music. We're there too. www.youtube.com/@actionmovieguys. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.